Good day, everybody. Good day. It is Monday, September 25th, 2017. How are you? How was your weekend? Very interesting weekend, to say the least, in the public arena, in the sports arena. And I want to talk about that real briefly. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. Today's topic is the social conversation. What do you do with the social conversation? Folks, everybody's having it. Everybody's doing it. You should be part of the conversation. Whether you're for it, whether you're against it, whatever the side you're on, you should be in the public conversation. And why should you be in part of the public conversation? Because your opinion matters. Because what you have to say matters. Because who you are matters. Because where you come from matters. It doesn't matter what you do, what you believe in, where you stand on any of the issues. What does matter is that you have a voice, and if you want change, or if you want things to stay the same, you have to use your voice. You have to step up. You have to say something. You have to stand up. You have to stand up, because if you're not standing up for something, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but you're kneeling for everyone. And it is that simple. It is that simple. So get out there. Get out there and make your voice heard. Take a stand in what you believe in. Now, how you go about it, be careful. Because there's social norms, there's societal norms, there are norms within your immediate group, and then there's norms that are the expectations of your organization, because sometimes your voice will spill into the business, into the organization. And the business is in business to make money. The business is in business to provide a service, a good. The business is in business not to hear your personal 8-to-5, not an 8-to-5. Your personal thoughts, your personal is not 8-to-5 or whenever you work. You're representing the bigger organization. You're representing the people that you lead, that you manage, that you direct, that you supervise. So be careful. You're entitled to your opinions. You're entitled to your right to freedom of speech and voice your opinions and say what you want to say. No one's taking that away from you. But going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle is understanding that you have to, there's a dividing line, because at some point, food's got to get put on the table. The bills have to get paid. And it's not, I'm not saying give in to somebody else's opinions, but what I am saying is be careful how you express them. Because it might not be the popular thing, even though it might be the right thing, it might not be the popular thing. And especially if you are using your voice to represent your organization. Sometimes, folks, that's not tolerated, because the big picture is the organization has its rights too. And it's tricky. I understand it. But be careful as what you do, what you say, how you say it, who you say it with, who you're saying to, and most of all, who you represent at the time you say it. If you represent yourself, that's great. But if you're representing the organization and it's not the official organization line, be careful. Folks, make today, please, go out and make today, Monday, better than yesterday.